andviews.com. Just enter your email address. You'll automatically be put on the list for Moose Truth's e-newsletter, and it's free. NevadaNewsandViews.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Chuck. Chuck Muth joining us from Citizen Outreach. And check it out. Muth's Truths. Seema Verma from CMS Administrator, a member of the task force. We'll talk with her coming up next, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Enter 331 as we take a look at the traffic cams right now. We are getting some congestion there on the Beltway. Those lane restrictions are not helping. 215 westbound at Green Valley. Also, we're getting slow flows. 215 east at Valley Verde. Tap the brakes there. Also at the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 south at the 15 interchange. You'll see some slowing through there. And heavy volumes on Interstate 15 in the resort area as well. Southbound at Washington, 15 south at Sahara, and Interstate 15 northbound at Desert End. And do remember the overnight road work, 15 southbound at St. Rose Parkway. That starts at 7 p.m.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. In Tuesday's NHL action, the Carolina Hurricanes, the first team to advance, they swept the Rangers in three games. 4-1 the final. The Flames beat the Jets 6-2. Calgary leads the series 2-1. The Maple Leafs, 3-0 shutout winners over the Blue Jackets. That series now tied at 1 apiece. The Predators, 4-2 over Arizona. That series tied at 1-1. The Islanders beat the Panthers 4-2. New York with a 2-0 series lead. The Canucks nipped the Wild 4-3. That series now tied at 1-1. NBA, a couple of upsets. The Nets beat Milwaukee 119-116. The Heat 112-106 over the Celtics. Elsewhere, the Pacers 120-109 over the Magic. The Suns beat the Clippers 117-115. In overtime, the Mavs over the Kings 114-110. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts. Thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIPCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. We are honored to have a woman who, by our accounting, is just two appearances away from assuming serious co-host status on this program. She is Seema Verma. She's the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. She joins us. Seema, how you been?
Besides I'm good, busy. But I'll tell you what. I'm good at healthcare, but I don't think I have any talent being in a host.
You never know.
You
never know till you try it. How did we get on this red zone deal with the coronavirus task force? Because I've been wearing my mask, and a lot of my friends are too. What's going on?
Well, maybe not everybody's wearing a mask, and that's really critical here. I mean, what we're seeing in Nevada, Las Vegas especially, there's about 7,200 new cases last week. So just to give you some perspective, nationally we have about 137 cases per 100,000 people. In your state, it's 234 new cases per 100,000 residents. So obviously we're very concerned, and we're trying to get the word out. Cases are rising. That's very significant because that means that our hospitals could be overrun. And, you know, I think we all want the economy to stay open, and we want our schools to reopen in the fall. And I think it's possible that this gets turned around. We just met with Governor Ducey today. He was at the White House, met with the president. They were having some significant issues, but they really have turned it around, and a lot of that was because of the mask use. They closed down some of the bars and really asking people to just remain socially distant and to avoid crowds.
And tell me this, what is it that Nevada residents can actually do? How can we impact this? Because I think a lot of people are afraid we're all going to wear masks, we're all going to use hand sanitizer, we're going to do social distancing, and it's not going to matter because this virus has a mind of its own. What is it we can do that we can be assured will actually help?
Well, I think it's looking at what other states have done. I think, you know, Governor Ducey and what's happened in Arizona really is that model. And we're seeing a downturn in many parts of the country, even in Florida, Texas. Things are starting to get hold. And what we're seeing is the mask is really very, very critical. I mean, we've seen vast improvements in recovery rates across all age groups. Mortality rates are lower among individuals, 18 to 69, 70% lower. For people that are older than 70, but we know that doing these very simple things, wearing a mask, avoiding crowds, being socially distant, it really does work. And that's why we're urging everybody to be extra safe, to really double down on those measures, because it does make a difference.
Again, Seema Verma joining us, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, CMS is what they call it, and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. You are actually deploying folks from the CDC, from FEMA, from HHS to these hot zone areas, these red zone areas, including Nevada, I'm assuming. Can you talk a little bit about that deployment?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to put people on the ground so that, you know, you have the appropriate technical assistance. FEMA's making sure that the supplies are there on the ground. And so putting staff, making sure that the public health officials have that appropriate support, making sure that they have the supplies and the testing material.
Now, let me ask you, everybody talks about testing. But now we're starting to find out, or at least the president indicates that maybe testing isn't quite as critical. Can you give me your view from CMS on the testing issue? Should we be testing more? Should we be testing less? Or are we okay as is?
Well, one of the things that you know we've always said is that if somebody's got symptoms, for example, you should definitely be tested. If you have been exposed, you should be tested. Given the pressures on testing, if you're going to go on vacation and you just want to have a test so that you can get on a plane or go to a certain place, you know, we're asking you not to do that type of testing. There's also a lot of work that's being done around surveillance testing. So, for example, we've asked the nursing homes to test all of their healthcare workers, and so that we can make sure that we're identifying those people that have asymptomatic spread. You know, there's a lot of people that just may not know that they're infected. And so for healthcare workers, we know that it's really important, especially the ones in the nursing homes, we want to make sure that they're not spreading it to other people. And so those types of individuals, we're doing more of that routine type of surveillance testing. But other than that, you know, if people have symptoms, if they've been exposed, those are the recommendations around getting a test.
Seema, I must ask you, because while Rome burns, Congress is fiddling around with a stimulus package and more money for this program or for that program. Is it a matter of money? Are we spending enough dollars to fight this thing at so many different levels, the state level, the local level, et cetera?
Well, you know, two things. Number one, we're not going to test our way out of this, and we're not going to spend our way out of this. Certainly, resources are important. The president feels very strongly about helping businesses, helping schools in particular, because they may have some needs for some more resources, you know, if we're trying to get them to open. So in some cases, but, you know, really at the end of the day, we all should remember that we have a part to play. Wearing that mask, washing your hands, being socially distant, that's going to make a big difference too. The resources are important. Obviously, we've helped our healthcare system, $175 billion. The president feels strongly about helping schools as well. And then we know that some businesses have suffered and that we want to do what we can to support them to keep our economy strong.
Seema, in our final couple of minutes, and I'll give you as much time as you want. As a member of the task force, you have a ringside seat for what's going on relative to vaccines, therapeutics. Can you give us just a broad overview of how close we are, how far we are from something that's going to help us snuff this thing out?
Yeah, well, I think we're very encouraged in terms of where we are with therapeutics and vaccines. There's been several announcements this week on therapeutics and vaccines. You know, yesterday there was an announcement from Lilly about a new therapeutic that they've had. We've also seen that remdesivir in particular has been very helpful to patients, and we think that that's been critical in lowering the mortality rate. And then in terms of the vaccine, you know, we're seeing that there's been definitely some progress. We're hearing that a lot of the candidates are in phase 3 trials, so that's really important. We know that they're safe, and now they're actually being tested in humans, and we're very excited that we've had a large number of volunteers that have agreed to be in these clinical trials. So that's really important that we have at least two vaccine candidates that are in the final stages of these clinical trials. And with Operation Warp Speed, we're mass producing all of the most promising vaccine candidates, and we're just so that, you know, when it's ready, we can make sure that everybody can get it as quickly as possible.
And when you say that, do you mean I can go down to my local CVS or Walgreens or whatever it is and get a shot like you would a flu shot?
That's the idea here. Obviously, you know, in the very beginning when they first start to come out, we'll have to make some decisions about prioritizing certain populations that are more at risk. But the president's been very clear that he wants us to do everything that we can to get the American people vaccinated, and that's why he's invested so heavily into Operation Warp Speed. You know, even the NIH has announced that they're beginning trials of two new antibody treatments, and that's going to take place in 40 cities across the country. There's also more than 230 clinical trials with potential treatments. And we've already secured about 500,000 courses for treatment for remdesivir. So it's treatment, and it's also vaccine.
Seema, thank you so much. I know you are you're on a treadmill there between all of your different tasks that lie ahead. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get a chance to move you even closer to co-host status again in the near future. Thanks, Kevin. Much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
There you go. That's Seema Verma. Really nice person, and I look forward to meeting her somewhere down the road. That's what's always great. Say, oh, I remember you when you were, oh, yeah. I love that. Stick around. More to do. John Zarpalis joins us top of the hour from NPRI. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. Next, though, and I'm very excited about this, why did the Kansas GOP send Roger Marshall into a general election and turn back Chris Kobach, the anointed one from the Trump administration. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
No one ever says you're a bad person if you have cancer. No one says it's your fault for having autism or Alzheimer's. So why should having an opioid addiction be any different? When we shame the sick, it keeps them from seeking treatment. Addiction is a disease, and it's up to us to stop the the stigma. See how you can reduce the stigma at nbopioidresponse.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst on a day like today. Boy, you need it. Hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. You can do it right now. And just for my listeners, you can get free shipping and handling. They'll bring it right to your door. Call 855-WTR. That's 855-WTR. Call right now. That's 1-855-WTR. I promised you the president. I'm going to deliver the president. He was on Fox and Friends today. And one of the things that I love, that he just pops up on shows. They don't like book him 3 days in advance. He just shows up. The same way that Victoria Seaman yesterday. Didn't know we were going to have her on. She called in, said, hey, I have something to say. And we put her on. And that's okay. Here was the president earlier today on Fox and Friends. He wants more debates earlier in the process than Joe Biden does.
What about the debates? Joe Biden was interviewed yesterday by Dana Perino, and she said that Joe Biden will be debating you in those three debates. He's already committed to that. But then you have people with the New York Times, Joe Lockhart, suggesting that Biden not debate you. You have others saying that all of a sudden it's not an accurate forum and they're not in favor of these debates. Why do you think that is?
Well, they're trying to get out. I mean, my people are telling me that they're playing very cute. They're trying to get out. There's no question about that. But, you know, we should have the debates. The one problem I have, the debate's very late. It's at the end of September, and a lot of ballots will already be cast by that time. They want to make the debates as late as possible. And, you know, this commission, they've already apologized to me for what they did. They were oscillating my mic during one debate. They've actually apologized, if you can believe it. I have it in writing that they were doing it, what they do. And this is a commission that's a very left-leaning commission. I frankly wouldn't have even used it, and I could have done that, except it's been used for years. But this is a Clinton, Obama-type commission, and, you know, they call it, it's a beautiful name, but I'm not happy with it. But why are they putting the first debate so late? The first debate should be before the first, at least before the first ballots go out, and they have it a month later, almost a month later. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, September 29th in Ohio.
Regardless what it is, I'm ready to debate. I don't care. I hear he wants to get out, but he has, in all fairness to him, he has not said that.
Would you prefer more debates?
I wouldn't mind more. What's more important to me is the first debate be moved up so that when people are putting in their first ballot, they get to know him.
Well, and that's important. Stick around. More to do. In fact, Howie Kurtz talked about this very thing. But he discounts the talk that Biden might blow off these debates. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why. And I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Are you suffering from neuropathy? Do you experience stabbing pain, numbness, tingling, or a burning sensation in your feet or hands? Are you longing to get the relief you desperately need? If you've been diagnosed with neuropathy or experiencing pain or numbness in your feet or hands, pick up the phone and call Dr. Josh Purcell, D.C. at 702-500-0839 for a free neuropathy seminar. Spots are limited and this seminar will fill up, so call now 702-500-0839. Our treatments focus on helping your nerves to heal, not just masking your pain with addictive medications. There's no surgery and no use of prescription drugs. So pick up the phone right now and call for a free neuropathy seminar, 702-500-0839. Once again, there are limited spots and this seminar will fill up. So call now, 702-500-0839.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, John Zarpalis will join us at the top of the hour. One of the things I absolutely love is being able to talk with a guy like John Zarpalis, who is the president of NPRI, and getting his expertise on what's going on up in Carson City. They're wrapping up the 32nd. Special session. I don't know if there's going to be a 33rd. I don't think there will be. There probably shouldn't be. I mean, if we can keep these people home, we can keep them from making bad laws like they did with AB4. By the way, we told you Liz Harrington yesterday gave us a little preview and said within hours they will be filing the paperwork for a lawsuit against the state of Nevada and the governor. I can't wait to see this thing. I can't wait to see this thing, get into a court. Now whether you can, and maybe Craig Mueller in a day or so will be able to help us out with that. Because, how do you get a lawsuit like that into a court? I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet. Stick around. More to do. John Zarpalis joins us from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. They are a think tank. They are really, really smart dudes. We'll talk about the lawsuit and the 32nd special session. It's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think?
What will they think?
Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.